Are you ready to battle for a spot?
Yeah, I'm ready to. I'm ready to just come in and play my role and hopefully be able to help the team as best way I can.
Thank you.
What do you think you excel at the most?
I think I'm good with footwork. I think I'm good with my hands. I think I'm real raw, and you need coaching and stuff to bring the technique wise and all that stuff. So I think I could be molded into something special. And I think the coaches see that too.
Do you anticipate keeping this weight or trying to put more weight on between now and training camp?
I'm going to try to pick up a little weight, just because in this level, a lot of people are bigger and stronger, so you can't, you got to gradually get bigger. But I'm going to try to stuff myself and eat all this food just trying to get a certain weight. So I'm just going to try to gradually come up and just gradually get bigger and keep my same speed and my same athleticism that I've had in the past.
Put it on in the weight room as opposed to the cafeteria.
Yeah, put it on the right way.
Did you figure out what happened on draft day yet? I got picked,
man. That's a lot of people didn't get their name called, and I did. So that was a real fortunate for me. So I'm very blessed, man. A lot of people are still waiting, so I'm very fortunate with that.
How would you describe your last year of college football?
I played another position. I played a new position. That's pretty much it,
Disappointed with that move, or what was your reaction?
I did it what's best for the team, man. I'm a team guy. I'm not real selfish, so they asked me to move something for the team, I'm going to do that.
Would you have been in the fifth round pick though if you've been playing tackle all year?
I don't know, man. There's no need to talk about that because I'm a fifth round pick, so all that stuff doesn't matter, man. That's in the past. I'm just going to move forward, man.
Thanks, man.
What
did
you today? 298. I haven't talk to them about that specifically, but I'm gonna get with my coach and the nutritionist and the strength coach, and they're going to pick a weight for me to aim towards, and I'm going to strive for that goal at least before the training camp. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I'll find out when we go out there.
Jamon, what are you hoping to bring to this team? What are you hoping to showcase, especially this weekend in front of coaches and stuff like that?
I just wanted to show them that I'm an asset, man. I can do a lot of things, and just hopefully they'll give me a shot and opportunity to be a part of this, great team.
3.7, really good academic stuff. What would you be doing if you weren't playing football?
I don't know, man. Probably something sports related, some kind of business sports, something of that nature, because, I love sports, so I can't imagine my life without sports in general, but, fortunately I'm a football player, so I don't have to worry about it just quite yet.
I think it was a sports marketing and
sports and entertainment management, yes, sir.
So this, too, that kind of lines you up for post-playing days maybe many years down the road, too, doesn't it?
I hope so, That would be nice to just have an easy transition to the sports side of the business.
A lot of talk has been about special teams and the fact that a lot of you guys, maybe the way to make the final roster, obviously you want to make it, maybe through that route, is that something you're even considering?
I've never played special teams, right. But if they teach me how to play it, I go out there, man. I've always thought about being a wedge buster or a punt protector or something. So, if they ask me to be on special teams, I'd be happy to,
That seems to be a common theme, is that a lot of you guys who are just coming in and say, hey, just give me something to do.
Yeah, just give me a chance.
Is that kind of the mentality you have to come in with?
Yeah, that's what you have to, man, because, in this level, you got to be able to offer a lot of stuff, man, because, everybody's fast, everybody's big, but it's who's going to put out the extra effort, who's going to do this and who's going to do that. And so that's what separates you from everybody else.
How tough do you think that transition is going to be going from college to the NFL now?
I mean, it's pretty tough, man, because, this is the best athletes you're going to see. I'm going to go against probably some of the best people, best athletes in the world. So, obviously, it's a big jump. So, hopefully I'll be able to transition and come along right with them.
You got some beautiful weather in South Carolina, and you're not going to get that lucky up here in Green Bay. Have they told you that already?
Yeah, they told me it's all good, man. At least I don't have to worry about overheating and cramping up with all the heat, so I'm fine.
Well, it brings along a whole other slew of problems. It's very cold in the winter, and, some of these Bears-Packer games have been historically chilly. Concerned at all about that?
Hopefully I'll be playing so it won't be that cold on the sideline, but, if I am on the sideline, I'll put sleeves on and support my team and do it the best way I can.
What are your first impressions of Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers?
I like it, man. The atmosphere is so positive, man. It just feels like home, man. It's just a good atmosphere. It really does. I'm far away from home, but everybody kind of welcomes you, and you just feel just at home.